Okay. So I think, do you want to set the recording?
You should be all set.
Okay, great. So just remember to walk me through if I mess up here, since I'm always a little sketchy on this. But this session of the Independent Oversight Committee is now called to order. The date is December 11th, 2024, and the time is 5:02 p.m. Do we have anyone that has to disclose a conflict of interest? And if so, the committee member needs to disclose why. Okay. So I guess we'll go ahead and do introductions, and I'll go ahead and start. Oh, Susie's here. Yay. I'll go and introduce myself first, and then I'll pass it on to Susie. So that I'm Sarah McGovern, IOCE's Vice Chair. And Susie, if she's ready. Okay, Teresa, you want to go?
I guess I didn't realize I was on mute. I'm Susie Heskin, chairperson.
And Teresa, would you like to go?
Okay. Teresa Brooks, IOCE's committee member.
Okay. And Beth, are you on this call?
Elizabeth Bird, committee member.
Excellent. Then we have, is it Danella or Danelle?
Danelle.
Danelle.
Just committee member volunteer.
Do we have anybody else, Morgan? From the committee?
And Tanya.
And Tanya. Oh, yes, Tanya.
Hi, Tanya Schultz. I'm the facility representative for ATPC, non-voting member.
Wonderful. Let's see here. Morgan, can you handle the other introductions?
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and have Larry start us off.
Good evening, Larry Allen with Arizona Department of Administration.
Thank you. Christina?
Hi, everyone. Good evening. My name is Christina Hedges. I am the Division's Office of Individual and Family Affairs Administrator.
Thank you. Bernice?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Berenice Curro, and I serve at PRC District East as Chair.
Thank you. Trudy?
Hi, everyone. This is Trudy O'Connor, District East Quality Assurance Manager.
Thank you. Frederica?
Hello, this is Frederica Graham with Access.
Thank you. Ian?
Hi, good evening, everybody. Ian Wilson with United Healthcare Community Plan.
And Wendy with Impeccable Timing.
That was something. Wendy Herring with Mercy Care OIFA.
Thank you. Michelle?
Hi, good evening. Michelle Rademacher, DDD Liaison for Independent Oversight Committee.
Thank you. And I'm Morgan O'Hara, the other Independent Oversight Committee Liaison with the CARES Administration. Is there anybody we missed? All right.
Okay. So do we move to DDD staff updates, or is there a call to the public?
You could do either or.
Okay. I think I'll do the DDD staff updates.
Sounds good. Christina, do you have any updates for us?
I actually don't think I have any updates right now. I think I covered most of them last month. I think kind of the newest thing that we've got going on is the strategic planning. And I believe Thelia reached out to start getting that on the calendar for next month. So that's the biggest thing we've got going on right now. Any questions? Perfect.
Thank you. Bernice, do you have any updates for us this evening?
Hi, not much. Katrine just wanted to excuse herself for not being able to participate today with us. And she asked me to let everybody know that she's working on granting access to Danelle and to Tanya for us to get caught up with the behavior plan reviews. And so we had a meeting last, I think, week or a couple of weeks ago, in where I believe it was said that Tanya was going to take over October plans, and now we're behind 2 months. So then that's going to help us with November. And then we're going to try to keep up with the pace on that way. But we're still working on the actual process and granting them access to the folders. That's it. Thank you. Oh, wait. One more thing. Sorry. I just wanted to also share with everybody some really good news. So Keith won the 21st Governor's Award, and it was last week. It was a really amazing event, and they gave him a lifetime award for servicing. So it was really nice. I just wanted to share that with everybody. And that's it.
Is that all of it, Morgan, for DDD?
I think unless Trudy has anything, that would be everybody.
So this, in the last month, we hired two new fact finder investigators. I'm very encouraged. They've got some great experience with DCS and APS prior to coming to us. So they are looking wonderful. And let's see, for the last month, we had 679 entered incidents for November. And that's it.
Thank you. And I think that is all of the staff updates.
Okay. And how about updates from Arizona Department of Administration?
Good evening. No particular updates, just a little bit of housekeeping. Danielle, on your onboarding paperwork, did you receive that okay? The email from Jennifer Bartlow?
No, I didn't receive anything from Jennifer Bartlow.
Okay.
What are you referring to? I did receive some information as far as the BTPs? Is that what you're asking?
TreyCorp training, and then there's a conflict of interest statement.
Yes. No, I did receive those. Yes, I did receive those. And I did send that back.
Oh, you did? Okay. I'll follow back up with her. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And I didn't take the training yet, but I did turn in the other information.
Okay, fantastic. If you can get to the TreyCorp training sometime here soon, that would be great and very much appreciated.
Yes, I will do that.
Thank you so much. I really don't have any other updates other than annual report that was due last month. I don't believe this committee submitted one. I don't know where you're at in the process of getting that done. But if you need any help on that, please reach out and let me know. Any questions or concerns that I could try to answer for the committee? None? Okay. Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Larry. Mm-hmm. How about updates from healthcare plans and access?
Hi, this is Frederica with Access. I don't have any updates, but happy to take any questions anyone may have.
Okay, I'll go next. Ian Wilson here with United Healthcare. No major updates, but I'm again happy to take any questions.
Wendy Herring with Mercy Care. Of course, I have some kind of update. I always feel like I try to do a little something. So Mercy Care has a save the date for the Connections Conference, which is scheduled for April 17th and 18th at the DoubleTree Hotel in Tempe. There's going to be more information coming in the next few weeks, so I'll be able to give some updates at our next meeting. But it's going to be, I'm sure, even better than last year. And you can always reach out with questions to our WAFIC team at mercycareaz.org inbox. But just a little conference teaser, more to come.
Great. Thank you, Wendy. Did I get everybody, Morgan?
I think that is everyone, yes.
Okay, super. Then we're going to move to updates from the DDD IOC liaison.
Yeah, I have a short one tonight. You may have noticed that we're starting to send multiple emails out a week informing of the uploads of the incident reports to the drive. This practice will continue and is necessary for us to have the compliance and sending the reports within 3 days of completion of the investigation process. So we have added and also added a folder for backlog as well, to hope that it's not too daunting when you're reviewing them, that you can stay abreast to the most current reports. So we're hoping that that kind of organization helps a little bit in the shared drive. Give us feedback if it's not helpful. Like, we're trying to, you know, make it work the best for the committee as well. The next statewide chairs meeting is the January 22nd at 5:30. So anyone who would like to attend is welcome. Even if you are not a chair or a vice chair, just let us know so we can get that link to you. And the next DDD public town hall meeting is also going to be on January 2nd. From 6 to 8, and that will be where DDD presents updates and announcements to the public. That was all I had this evening.
Okay, thank you. Did anybody from the committee have any questions about any of the updates that we've had done so far? Okay. So I'm assuming we don't have any potential committee membership, any new members pending?
Not at this time.
Okay. Okay. And then I have here, we're going to move to incident reports. This feels like it's moving along quickly. Yeah. Okay. Just want to make sure, it just seems so fast. So as far as our incident reports go, we have Danelle on behavior treatment plans, so that's wonderful, and she's moving through that process. We have Selena on accidental injury. Amy is on emergency measures. Teresa on human rights and other abuse. Beth, Elizabeth is on DA. I'm on neglect, and Susie, your death and suicide, and Kim is physical abuse and medication error. That's just the rundown of the assignments right now as they are. Does anybody have any concerns or things they want to bring up regarding the incident reports? Any issues with access to the reports, not access to healthcare?
I have a question. Are we going to discuss the ones in the folder tonight? Were the two people that you thought would be here, are they here? No.
Okay.
I think, I'm not sure. This is Trudy. Sorry. I have my camera off so I don't get booted. I did see that there was an invite that went out. So I'm guessing something unexpected occurred. So I haven't heard anything, but I'll find out and let you guys know.
Okay. Christine?
I assume we're talking about Dr. Loki and Carl. Yeah, they are not going to come. So we can go into executive session and kind of discuss further why that is. But yeah, we can discuss further in there.
Okay, so that discussion would be in executive session and not in the public. Okay. Well, then should we be moving to executive? Or do I need to call to the public? I'm not sure.
So it's a motion and a vote for executive session if the committee agrees that they want to do that?
Okay. I will make a motion to go into executive session.
And I'll second it.
Okay, that looks like we will be moving to executive session.
Do we have to mute our microphone in this one?
Yes, most definitely, please.
So I'm not sure what I do next. I'm sorry.
The link is in the chat. So you should be able to click on the link, but just make sure you mute yourself in this meeting because we'll be able to hear it if you're not.
Now, when I clicked on that link, Morgan, it said that I'm just a viewer and I won't be able to speak.
So strange. I'm looking at that now, too. Let me see if there's like a setting I can go in and change.
Morgan, I'm only on the phone. I don't see a link and I don't think I can click on anything.
I can text you a link if you would like.
Oh, okay. That would work, yes.
I'll text it to her if you check out what's going on with the invite. That is unusual.
Yeah, because it came up different.
I got the same thing. It's just a viewer access thing.
Bernice raised her hand.
I just wanted to comment, that's kind of the same that we were having with the Google Drive and the access to Danelle and Tanya, because they were added, but they only have limited access to the files. I do know that we had something similar happening with other files from Google with PRC documents. And I think that Google that just changed settings. So that might be the case. I'm not sure. Just, you know, my thoughts.
So, well, thank you, Bernice. I just went in under guests, under the settings. There's a tab there that said everybody's viewer by default, and I turned it off. So hopefully it should work right now. If you want to try it again.
Okay, we'll try again.
Okay, so do I need to hang up from this number in order to go to the other one?
Yes, you will.
Okay, so is everybody, I hadn't done that yet since there was a question of everybody. So it sounds like everybody's going to the other one, so I'm okay to hang up and head over there.
I believe so. It does look like, because they're all muted, Beth, so it does look like they were able to get in.
Okay. I will call back if I have problems. Thanks.
So it still says join as a viewer.
She fixes it when you get in, though. When you get in, it'll change.
I'm going in person, and like every person coming in, I have to change their access.
There we go.
All right, is everybody back?
I think we were probably just waiting on Beth because she's on the phone, so she has to end one completely.
Okay. Oh, wow. Big warning. We just got a whole bunch of early notifications.
I saw them in my inbox when I went to find the,
like,
the notification for the meeting. And I went, yeah, dump all those on us right before we go into the meeting.
Wow.
Yeah, there were like tons. Nine. Morgan, do you want to text Beth and make sure she realizes we're waiting for her to call back in to hear? She may just think we're done.
Sure.
Thank you. There. Beth, is that you?
Yeah, it's me finally.
Okay, great. All right, so I think to put what we need to vote on into proper words, I think what we're looking for is information that the group home and the nursing agency / nurse are adequately providing care or not providing any care one way or the other, to know that the members who would be serviced potentially by them are being taken care of appropriately. Does that sound what we're looking for, Anya, Sarah?
I think you worded that well.
Yes.
Okay. So I will make that as a motion that we get that information from Quality Assurance.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Susie.
Yes.
This is Larry. Since the recusal of a member, you lose quorum. So you're unable to vote.
Oh, Larry, you're just trying to make this tough on us, aren't you?
No, I'm so sorry. I'm always the bearer of bad news.
I thought we had five members on the phone.
Oh, we do, but one member had to recuse herself, so therefore you have four, so you lose quorum. You have nine members, correct?
Oh, for voting purposes. Okay.
For sorry. Voting purposes, yes. Yeah, yeah, you're correct. So if
just had to do a little Tanya, bit of math there,
yeah,
sorry.
Tanya could vote, that wouldn't be an issue. Yeah. So.
Okay.
You could table this till for the next meeting, or if you wanted to have a special meeting, you could do that when Ken's available.
Okay. Yeah, we can reach out and see if that's possible. Teresa?
So am I not allowed to make any comments whatsoever or discuss this with anybody else on the committee? Is that what I'm understanding?
Correct.
Because the concern that I originally have isn't even being discussed. So, and if you read through all the incident reports, you would have an answer to the question you just asked.
Well, I don't know what more I can say other than going back and listening to our conversation when you brought it up previously.
She left the meeting. I don't know if you caught that, but she left the meeting. So
no, I didn't. I just thought she went off camera. Okay. Okay. Well,
I'm certainly not trying to be difficult here, but.
Oh, Larry. Well, since we cannot vote, I believe, Sarah, we were at the end of the agenda, yes?
Yes. Yeah, we would go to adjournment next on our agenda.
Yeah, okay. So we will go ahead and I guess we're supposed to vote to adjourn.
I would like to motion for adjournment of this IOC meeting.
I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, and our next scheduled meeting is January 8th. Oh, it says 2024. It's supposed to say 2025. Got to change over now. All right, everybody. Thank you for being at this meeting. We will see you next month.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone.